This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when the Republican contest for the nomination for President of the United States is about to get serious. With the announcement this evening, right after this show, announcement by Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the two-term governor of Florida, the guy who won by a landslide in a tough year for Republicans. Does he have the formula to actually win the presidency? And the first question is, and most importantly, do you have the correct theory of how to try to topple Donald Trump? That's actually, I'm borrowing a line from a piece today by Rich Lowry. Rich Lowry, of course, the editor of the National Review, who also writes for Politico. He has an important piece in the New York Times today. And it's called He's Not Dead Yet. And it does say that he'll be lavishly funded, meaning DeSantis. His favorable ratings remain quite high among Republicans. He can draw a crowd. He'll finally actually be in the race, and perhaps most important, it seems DeSantis has the correct theory of how to try to topple Mr. Trump. Okay, Mr. Rich Lowry, what is that correct theory? How do you topple Donald Trump when he's running so far ahead, according to the polls?
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I never said it would be easy. I never said he's the odds-on favorite. This is it's going to be a tough slog for him. But I think the idea you get to his right on substance and issues where he can. Some of that's going to be backwards-looking. You know, the response to COVID, the criminal justice bill, reform bill that Trump championed and signed while he was in office, failure to build the wall. And then some forward-looking issues as well. I think the hot button there is likely to be abortion, where Trump has been waffling somewhat, and DeSantis signed a six-week ban in Florida. Then, you know, making a more practical case that DeSantis is more likely to be elected and will be able to govern better to actually deliver these results. So, do I think that message in theory could work? Yes. Am I certain it'll work or DeSantis will be able to pull it off? No.
So what DeSantis, it's obvious what he has going for him. I mean, he has a record in Florida that should delight conservatives. And with a pliant legislature and an overwhelmingly Republican legislature, he's really done a great deal. Aside from that, what do you think he should emphasize as the key difference between himself and President Trump?
Well, I think a key differentiator is going to be I can get it done, and there will be sort of subsidiary arguments from that. I can win. I'm serious enough to do the work and to study, to push back against opponents, including in the bureaucracy, and I have a record to show. So I think all that makes sense. I mean, the conventional wisdom has turned drastically against him the last 2 months or so. He's now portrayed as basically a bumbling idiot who can't make eye contact with anyone, which he is a private guy and a little bit of an introvert. But the idea that this moron, you know, won a contested primary in 2018, won an extremely tough, as they almost all were until recently, gubernatorial election in Florida, became instantly popular, then forged an independent path on COVID that most of us now acknowledge was absolutely right, or at least certainly more right than other people around the country got it. Generated massive buzz around the country, wooed a bunch of donors, and then won a smashing, you know, re-election campaign, and he's just an idiot. I find really hard to believe. So I think you clearly overestimated in January when it looked as though Trump was going to be weaker than he is now, but clearly also being underestimated now.
Well, speaking about being underestimated, I mean, they are scheduling Trump's criminal trial in New York at the very heart of primary season. I think it's March 25th is Trump has to show up. And he got a lecture from the judge yesterday basically saying, no, you have to be there. This is important. I mean, you're standing trial. Would any of these ongoing challenges that President Trump has, there's yet more, $10 million more in defamation charges from E. Jean Carroll, and we have Fani Willis and overturning the governor's election, the presidential election in Georgia, and then Jack Smith apparently looking at maybe wire fraud charges involving some of the fundraising behind January 6th. Any of those problems, which no presidential candidate has ever had to deal with difficulties on this level in terms of a court system, is any of that going to hurt Trump, or is it just going to make him stronger?
I would bet against it hurting him. There's been a lot of what went wrong with DeSantis' conversation. The main thing that went wrong was Alvin Bragg indicted Trump clearly on politicized charges. No one else would have been hit with these ridiculous felony charges if their name wasn't Donald Trump, and Trump took a huge jump up in the polls because Republicans rallied around the flag. That's the main thing that's hurt DeSantis, and I would expect that basic dynamic to probably hold true no matter how many charges he faces, when and where. Although I will say there's a chance that, you know, right at the end when people are going to their caucuses or pulling their lever, they might think, you know what, just on the electability case, a guy with this much going on in the legal realm is not the best bet to beat Joe Biden or whoever's running on the Democratic side. So maybe right at the end it'll hurt him, but I'm not sure of that.
And obviously DeSantis hasn't said anything about it. Do you think that for any of President Trump's rivals for the nomination, their best policy regarding some of the charges against President Trump, some of which, particularly those surrounding January 6th and then the documents at Mar-a-Lago, they're potentially very serious. Nobody's been out there with rallies chanting, lock him up.
No. And no one will, with the exception of maybe a Chris Christie or one or two others if they run. I kind of expect Christie to get in the race. But for most Republican voters, the DeSantis people think that the MAGA element of the party, for lack of a better phrase, is 80% of the party. Not hardcore necessarily, but sympathetic. So the trick for DeSantis is how does he woo enough of those people who voted for Trump twice, who like him, who think he did a very good job, who hate his enemies and distrusted enemies? How do you win those people over? So you can make criticisms of Trump, and they're criticisms you're going to have to make. I think DeSantis will have to say that the 2020 election was legitimately won by Joe Biden. You know, if he's going to make a case that Trump's not electable, you got to say that. You can't say he won twice, but now he's unelectable. But otherwise, the legal stuff, I think everyone's going to have a policy of just steering clear.
Okay, so speaking of the legal stuff and speaking of steering clear, we're in the middle of a debt ceiling crisis. And a lot of people are talking about potential catastrophes. You have just written that the 14th Amendment option, which a lot of Democrats have been pushing, is absurd. So what is the right approach to the debt ceiling crisis? And what should DeSantis say about it tonight to help his campaign? We'll be right back with Rich Lowry of National Review coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
¶¶ feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's Free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Medved show, while we're here speaking with Rich Lowry, who is editor-in-chief of National Review, also writes for Politico and the New York Times, and is one of the leading voices of the American right. There's no question about it. And we're talking about Ron DeSantis and his announcement of candidacy tonight. The American economy and really the welfare of the country, at least if you believe some of the authoritative opinions that have been out there, is teetering on the verge of a true calamity, where all of a sudden interest rates would go up for paying on our national debt, for anybody trying to get a home mortgage or to buy a new home, and we could have a very real economic disaster where people are looking about. The New York Times, for instance, has projected that there would be at least 8 million jobs lost, and a more painful recession in terms of actually shaving off parts of the gross domestic product than in 2008. Rich Lowry, where do you stand? Do you take some of these warnings seriously if they fail to get an agreement and to get this debt ceiling raised?
Sounds a little dire to me, but no one has ever gotten rich based on my economic forecast, Michael. I would say that the Treasury plan the last time around in 2011, 2013, when congressional Republicans were fighting with Obama on this, was that if the threshold was passed, you would you'd pay all the debts and then you'd cut spending. Now, cutting spending radically and immediately is disruptive, but that in itself, you know, shouldn't immediately cause, you know, a sharp recession like in 2008, 2009. But there will be turmoil in the markets. People will be freaked out. You know, the stock market will go down thousands of points. That's why I think even if we pass the deadline and some of that transpires, the pressure to pass the compromise, whatever it is, will be pretty strong, and it'll probably happen. But there is going to have to be a compromise, and that's where the Biden White House has been foolish and mistaken from the beginning. They thought Republicans would be so incompetent in the House they wouldn't be able to pass a plan, and they could just say, pass a clean debt deal, and that's it. That's not the situation. McCarthy and his caucus have performed really well so far. You know, the real trick is going to become, though, when the White House inevitably offers them some sort of quarter loaf, half a loaf, whatever it is, and they go back and try to pass it, and that's where McCarthy's going to have some trouble, because they're going to be members of his caucus who are just going to say no, then he has to go to Democrats.
Will they try to vacate the chair?
It depends. You know, if you were talking to a Republican senator the other day, said if McCarthy tried to pass a clean debt limit, that would be the end of them. But this will be less than that, and probably something. I mean, it'll be more than that. And I maybe the majority of his caucus will still be with him, but it's going to be painful and difficult, and will put his speakership in some risk, but I hesitate to predict exactly where it'll go.
And DeSantis is going to be asked about this tonight. By the way, the guy who is going to be presiding and asking the questions, a guy named David Sanders, who just donated $50,000 to the DeSantis campaign. So what should DeSantis say about how his fellow Republicans, he's trying to become the leader of the Republican Party on his way to becoming the leader of the whole country. But what should he say to his fellow Republicans about how to handle this?
I think this one is easy. You're a presidential candidate. You just say, I back McCarthy and what he's doing, and Joe Biden is being irresponsible, and we're spending too much money. And then you don't need to – you're not the one who has to – whip the votes in the House or be in the room dealing with the nitty-gritty of the negotiations. So you sort of 30,000 feet it, and that's what I would expect him to say.
And what about the idea that playing catch-up in terms of the strategy state by state? Do you hold with the conventional wisdom that Trump really has to win both Iowa and New Hampshire, and if he doesn't, with the expectations with the way they are now, he could be in trouble?
Yeah, I think if he loses Iowa, he'll be in trouble. It may be to knock him out, DeSantis has to win both Iowa and New Hampshire, but I think he certainly needs to win one, and the one where DeSantis seems stronger is is Iowa. So I think if DeSantis or someone else, you know, this thing could always evolve in unpredictable ways, who's not Donald Trump, wins Iowa, then it's on. Then you're going to have a months-long knockdown, drag-out fight that might go all the way to the convention. Trump wins Iowa. It's hard to see how he loses New Hampshire. He wins Iowa and New Hampshire, which has never happened before in a contested race. Well, then it's really hard to see how it can be stopped. So Iowa's a big deal. Every indication is that the DeSantis people realize that and are going to make massive investments there.
And, yeah, I mean, they're talking about hiring 1,600 people to work on the ground in Iowa alone. And with a boot camp called Fort Benning and all of that going on. In terms of the Republicans winning the popular vote, which of the Republican candidates do you think, I mean, regardless of who can win the Republican nomination, would have the best chance of becoming one of those very rare Republican nominees who actually wins not just the presidency and the Electoral College, but the popular vote of Americans?
It'd be nice to do again, wouldn't it, for
yeah.
the GOP? I think anyone who's not Trump would have a chance against Joe Biden. I mean, the Democrats are making a risky bet with Biden in a couple ways. One, obviously, his health. Not that we wish any ill on him, but something could happen terrible any day. And then the generational matchup, it doesn't matter against Trump, obviously, even though Trump seems much more energetic than Biden. They're both older men. But against a DeSantis or a Tim Scott, the generational contrast alone, you know, could be enough to defeat Biden. So I think anyone who's not Trump would have a shot of getting there. And it would be very good for the party and for the country if they got there, just because, you know, electoral vote victories are legitimate, but if you do without the popular vote, it just creates this pall of suspicion and paranoia.
Well, it does, especially at a time when we have so many problems with people and faith in American institutions and the American system. Rich Lowry, you can read his column. It's linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com about Ron DeSantis, and he's alive. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Godspeed to you, and happy Memorial Day weekend coming up.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Singer Tina Turner is dead at the age of 83. She died in Switzerland peacefully after a long illness. She was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll and rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. A mom who lost her 10-year-old daughter in the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, says it's been a year today and she's still wondering what happened.
We still don't have answers. We're still waiting for the final report. Still waiting to see if the district attorney pursues charges against some of the individuals involved.
Kim Rubio says there has been no accountability, but she remains hopeful that change is coming slowly that will help prevent future gun violence. Microsoft is launching AI-powered technology for its Windows 11 platform. The tech giant said Windows Copilot will be able to explain content to users by summarizing or rewriting it. You'll also be able to ask questions similar to ChatGPT. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hypocrite, and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael Medved Show.
Well, if I am the big Hitler, then I should draw some admiration and support from Sai Farshid Kandula. He's that 19-year-old guy who may be a little bit troubled, who planned to take over the government by killing Joe Biden and crashing his rented U-Haul twice into the White House fence, and then jumped out of his car and he was waving a swastika flag. And the report says that when Secret Service agents asked Kandula about a flag with a swastika that he removed from his backpack and began waving, he said that he had bought it online because Nazis have a great history. This according to the court document. This guy's 19. He was on his track team and student council in high school in Chesterfield, Missouri. One of his teammates on the school track team with Kandula, whose name is Arian Barfield, said he was nice and chill. Well, of course he was. That's what he said in a Facebook message to NBC News. So Kandula not only said that Nazis have a great history, he also allegedly said that he, quote, admires their authoritarian nature, eugenics. That, of course, is breeding people as if they were animals. And their one world order, that's in quotes. That's what the document states, adding that Kandula identified Hitler as a strong leader that he admires.
Time for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and
Well, maybe a little bit disappointed by the performance of Sai Khandula. He allegedly told authorities he had been planning the attack for 6 months and detailed the plans in a green book. He stated his goal was to get into the White House, to seize power, and to be put in charge of the nation. When agents asked how Khandula would seize power, he stated he would kill the president if that's what he had to do, and he would hurt anyone that would stand in his way. I think he probably is looking at a fairly substantial risk of imprisonment and probably a need for some mental health treatment, despite the fact that he was allegedly nice and chill. Yeah, I mean, again, he had been planning this for 6 months. One of the things that is very fortunate is that there were no explosives in that U-Haul that he rented. He was well armed, apparently, but the idea of somebody, it raises the need for people, particularly in their teenage years, to try to keep an eye on people like this. Very fortunate that no one was harmed, no one was killed. And though I think that obviously this is going to have an impact on Mr. Khandula's life. Yeah, he was a nice Nazi, nice and chill. Great. Federal prosecutors also have proposed a 7-year prison sentence for Richard Bigo Barnett, who was one of the most iconic Capitol Hill rioters back on January 6th. He was photographed putting his feet up on a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's suite of offices, and he jotted her an insulting note in which he referred to her as a B-I-O-T-C-H. And the problem for which he would serve a 7-year term is not because he insulted Nancy Pelosi. It's because he broke into the Capitol building and broke into her office. There is meanwhile their victories and defeats in going on in cultural matters. There's one big victory. The Hill is reporting. Everyone is reporting today that Ford has made the decision to keep AM radios in vehicles amid lawmaker pressure. Ford Motor Company announced that it is keeping AM radio available in its vehicles following pressure from lawmakers to keep AM radio in its products. And they're going to be making it available in Ford for some of the cars that they have produced in the interim that do not include AM radio, for people to go in and get the AM radio installed. That's a good thing. Not such a good thing is the situation with the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal by Matthew Hennessy, and it points out the Los Angeles Dodgers are in a pickle. It started with a bad call by the front office to honor a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at the team's annual Pride Night. Together, we'll continue to knock down barriers and foster an atmosphere of acceptance for all, Dodgers executive Eric Braverman said in a statement. Not everybody felt accepted. Catholics have long known what the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are about. They describe themselves as a leading-edge order of queer and trans nuns, and they have no connection to any real Christian denomination. They are, for the most part, male drag performers specializing in what Rolling Stone magazine calls campy nun cosplay. Members of the group go by names like Sister Jezebel of the Enraptured Sling and Sister Shalita Corndog. At Easter, they host Foxy Mary and Hunky Jesus contests. One imagines that Pride Night at Dodger Stadium might be a hairy, fleshy affair. LGBT groups, when the Dodgers got protests from a number of Catholic organizations and from the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles, led by Archbishop Jose Gomez, about them, they were not only going to be featuring the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they were giving them an award as local heroes for all of their public service. But they don't say anything about what that public service is other than dressing up as women and as nuns with some insulting all-white face paint makeup. The LGBT groups were upset when the Dodgers responded to the pressure from Catholic groups, and they had declined to give the award they were giving. And then it says the team went to the bullpen a second time and rescinded the rescindment. The drag sisters are back in the ball game. And Matthew Hennessy writes, and I think he's correct, most Americans are happy to live and let live. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have their agenda, and in a free country that's all fine and good, but why do the Dodgers need to let Sister Taint a Virgin prance around the bases looking like a flabby Kirk Gibson in habit and cornet? Honoring them, well, there's also this issue at Target.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this involves not only one of the world's leading chains of stores, a chain of stores that has most recently been in the news because of their problems with shoplifting. I'm talking about Target stores. And they have lost literally tens of millions of dollars. The story, America's turn toward lawlessness, is nowhere more evident than at retail stores, writes the Wall Street Journal, where these days even toothpaste is often under lock and key. Now Brian Cornell, the CEO of Target Corporation, has put a number on the cost of inventory shrinkage, which is mostly theft, $500 million in lower profits this year. Okay, now they have another problem. The problem is the designer behind one of Target's brand partnerships for Pride Month was revealed to have an affinity for Satanism. Ab Prallan, a brand out of the United Kingdom and headed by self-proclaimed gay transgender man known as Eric, has had a collaboration in the works with the retailer for roughly a year. The collection from Ab Prallan includes a sweatshirt that reads "Cure Transphobia and Not Trans People," a tote bag that reads "Too Queer for Here," and a messenger pack that reads "We Belong Everywhere." Among Ab Prallan's other apparel are images of pentagrams, horned skulls, and references to devils. "A Satan respects pronouns," reads one previous design, featured on T-shirts and pins. These items have even been known to be sold at London's Satanic Flea Market during December, which the brand promoted on its social media.
Sexy and sassy.
Eric, the designer of all of this line of clothing and accessories, says, "Being called a demon is something I can cope with, and the idea of a trans demon is pretty damn cool. Most of my work focuses on gothic or dark and satanic imagery juxtaposed with bright colors and LGBT plus positive messages."
Dare to be different and dare to really be flamboyant.
Yeah, mixing together trans clothing and Satanism. "Being called a demon is something I can cope with," he said. "I imagined what it would be like for a younger version of myself to see something more specific, more tailor-made than a lackluster rainbow flag. I wanted to create a range that would embrace younger me and tell him
that who he is more than okay, that being trans is special and wonderful, and that the closet is not made for him to thrive in. Okay, and then the headline over the last couple of days, Target removes Pride items after conservative firestorm, sparking criticism from LGBTQ groups. And, of course, this inevitably involves politics. Why? Because Target allegedly pulled the Pride products, including the Satanist Pride products, due to pressure of a boycott. They actually then corrected that. The head of Target, Brian Cornell, CEO, said, no, it's not because of threats of boycotts, it's because of threats against the lives of employees, death threats. And that led the governor of California to offer our tweet of the day.
Front page now, to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet of the day is from Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. With presidential aspirations, if anything involving a health crisis or anything like that moves Joe Biden out of the Democratic nomination, but who knows. In any event, Gavin Newsom tweeted, CEO of Target Brian Cornell selling out the LGBTQ plus community to extremists is a real profile in courage. This isn't just a couple of stores in the South. There is a systematic attack on the gay community happening across the country. Wake up, America! This doesn't stop here. You're black, you're Asian, you're Jewish, you're a woman, you're next. Actually, I don't think anyone has objected to anything about Asian, black, female, or Jewish clothing lines. I mean, I'm not even sure what an Asian clothing line would look like. Well, they sell kimonos or something. The idea that what the people objected to was the mixing of LGBTQ products, and by the way, they said that they didn't take them out of the stores entirely. They said we just moved them to the back of the store so it wouldn't be so much in people's face. Jeremy makes a very good point, and I hadn't thought of this, is that the brilliant cartoon series in South Park, they have sequences, and they've had a number of them, that show Satan. And Satan, who is often referred to as the Prince of Darkness, has ruled over hell for millennia. But on South Park, Satan is gay. And does any boycotts or reactions on that? No. There is also a piece today by George Will, which is absolutely brilliant. And the headline on his column in the Washington Post says, ambivalent about abortion, the American middle begins to find its voice. And he writes that Democratic persuasion demands patience regarding the meandering path of public opinion, which often changes in fits and starts. The 11 months of political fermentation since the overturning of Roe have revealed the necessity of politics, which is the business of accommodating differences. So how do you accommodate differences on something like abortion, which you either think it's right or wrong? There are people who believe that abortion is the equivalent of murder. There are also people who believe that abortion should be a fundamental human right. George Will writes that the loudest voices on both sides have been loud throughout the five decades when voters' voices didn't matter because the judiciary, rather than legislatures, made abortion policy. but the loudest voices have never been the most numerous. An ambivalent majority is permanently troubled by the irresolvable tension between a woman's claim of personal autonomy and the inviolability of personhood. A life that is human begins at conception. This is a tenet not of abstruse theology, but of elementary biology. This life with a distinctive genetic imprint will reach adulthood absent a natural mishap or a deliberate intervention to end it. The vexing question is, when, if ever, should personhood be ascribed to that life, with legal protections enveloping it regardless of the woman's preference? And then he writes, in the year of states debates that the court ignited last June, an American majority seems to have reached apocalypse fatigue, and the majority has begun to find its voice. Most Americans consider banning all or almost all abortions extreme. A perhaps larger majority believes that it is at least as extreme to permit abortions of viable fetuses, those able to survive outside the womb, up to the end of the third trimester, when abortion is indistinguishable from infanticide. Displaying their situational ethics, progressives, most of whom are abortion rights extremists, are denouncing as imperial the Supreme Court that surrendered custody of the abortion issue. But the court, by doing so, might have put the nation on a winding but ascending road to widespread adoption of abortion policies that split hitherto unsplittable differences. And I think that idea that most Americans are on the middle, they want abortion to be allowed under certain circumstances, but not under every circumstance. And by the way, he doesn't add, certainly not funded by the government. Speaking about the abortion issue and many others, we're going to be speaking to a candidate for president who is getting more attention, Larry Elder, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.